Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at sports here this morning, there were a few high school football games in Week 0 play last night, eight-man action around the state, and those scores included English Valleys with a 70-6 win over Twin Cedars. HLV was a 57-6 winner over Cole Odnesco. Iowa Valley beat Collins Maxwell 62-16. Midland was a 50-47 winner over Lone Tree. Southeast Warren beat Montezuma 46-35. And Springville was a 52-28 winner over Winfield Mount Union. And Waco topped Janesville 25-14. That's all in eight-man Week 0 action last night. The first full week of high school football will be coming up next week, and we'll have Atlantic's opener on the road against Sadel for you here on the radio. Also, be sure to tune in for all of our weekly high school football programming, as we'll bring you our weekly talk about Atlantic football Trojan preview at 4:45 in the afternoon. 6 o'clock, we bring back another season of our Pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win? We'll have our pregame for our game of the week starting at 6:30, kickoff at 7 for Atlantic and Sadel on Friday night, and then we'll follow it with the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show as well that will get underway at 10 o'clock following our broadcast and continue until 11:30. You heard a delayed preview show of that show last night here on KJAN. Now, taking a look at NFL football, even in the preseason, Matt Ryan gets miffed about a poor showing. He had nothing to complain about on Friday. Ryan guided the Atlanta Falcons right down the field for a touchdown on their first possession, hooking up with Austin Hooper on a 4-yard scoring pass, and led another impressive drive before calling it a night in a 28-14 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Ryan finished 5-7 for 90 yards, looking very much like the quarterback who won the MVP during the 2016 season, even though receiver Julio Jones and running back Devonta Freeman didn't play for the second week in a row. It was certainly an encouraging contrast to the preseason opener when the Falcons were blanked 17-0 by the New York Jets, and Ryan played only one brief dismal series. With a resting Jones watching from the sideline, Calvin Ridley got a chance to shine for the Falcons. The first-round pick from Alabama hauled in the first touchdown of his professional career on a 7-yard pass from backup quarterback Matt Schaub. He finished with 3 receptions for 49 yards. Kansas City's new starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes had an up-and-down game but delivered one tantalizing pass. Alex Smith's replacement was intercepted on a deep throw by Falcons safety DeMonte Kazee, who drifted over from the middle of the field to pick a ball intended for Sammy Watkins. Mahomes caught a break when another ill-advised throw into the end zone was dropped by Falcons cornerback Blidley Wren Wilson, allowing the Chiefs to salvage a field goal. But with just 17 seconds left in the first half, Mahomes made the most of his final pass. 3 Atlanta defensive backs inexplicably allowed Tyreek Hill to get behind them, and Mahomes delivered the pass in stride for a 69-yard touchdown. The throw actually traveled 70 yards in the air, ample evidence of Mahomes' enormous potential. Mahomes said, "I don't think I've ever thrown one that far in a game." He finished 8 of 12 for 138 yards. He said, "I don't know many people that would be able to catch that ball going that far in a game. I told Hill if I had thrown a spiral, he wouldn't have been able to get to it." He disagreed with that. Chad Henne took over for Mahomes at quarterback to begin the second half. He connected with Gehrig Dieter on a 27-yard touchdown that put the Chiefs ahead for the first time, capping a 10-play, 76-yard drive. And the former Iowa linebacker Ben Neiman finished off the scoring with a 26-yard interception return for a touchdown after picking up off a horrible throw by Atlanta's third-string quarterback, undrafted rookie Kurt Benkert. Up next for the Chiefs, they will continue their preseason run on the road against the Chicago Bears on August 25th. And in other sporting notes, a game we had for you last night here on the radio in baseball. Jack Flaherty got an extra day of rest and a chance to pitch against Milwaukee, and he took advantage of both. Colton Wong and Marcelo Ozuna drove in two runs apiece. Flaherty pitched six shutout innings, and the Cardinals beat the Brewers 5-2 on Friday night. The Cardinals won for the ninth time in 10 games and pulled within a half game of the Brewers for the National League's second wildcard spot. Milwaukee has dropped 3 of 4. Flaherty gave up three hits, walked three, and struck out seven. The Brewers had only two runners reach second base against the rookie, who has allowed two earned runs in his past 19 innings pitched. In other baseball news, the Cubs' 1-0 win at Pittsburgh gives the NL Central leaders 4.5 games out in front of Milwaukee and 5 games ahead of St. Louis. Cole Hamels held the Pirates to 5 hits and 2 walks over 7 innings, leaving him 3-0 with a 1.44 ERA in 4 starts since joining the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber's second-inning homer accounted for the scoring, and the Cubs turned a record 7 double plays in that game. Other National League scores, Philadelphia beat the Mets 4-2. It was Washington 8-2 over Miami. Cincinnati 2-1 over San Francisco in 11 innings. Colorado beat Atlanta 11-5. And Arizona was a 9-4 winner over San Diego. Jose Abreu and Nicky Delmonico hit 3-run homers in a 7-run seventh that sent the White Sox past the Royals 9-3. Delmonico went 2-for-4 with career-high 5 RBIs, while Tim Anderson went 3-for-3 with a walk and 2 stolen bases in Chicago's 8th win in 14 games. James Shields allowed 3 runs on 6 hits and 7 innings to snap a 5-start winless streak. Other American League scores, it was the Yankees over Toronto 7-5 in 7 innings of play, shortened there. Cleveland was a 2-1 winner over Baltimore. Boston 7-3 over Tampa Bay. Also, Texas 6-4 over the Angels. Minnesota beat Detroit 5-4. And Oakland went to 10 innings to beat Houston 4-3. In interleague action, the Dodgers beat Seattle 11-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Oklahoma City 6-4 over Iowa in 11 innings. And Colorado Springs beat Omaha 8-5. Today's games will have Omaha at Colorado Springs and Iowa at Oklahoma City, both starting at around 7 o'clock here tonight. In NASCAR, Kyle Larson won his third pole of the season with a lap of 127.792 miles per hour during qualifying for Saturday's NASCAR Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Chase Elliott was second, while Kyle Busch was third. Busch has won 6 Cup races this year and will try to win a Cup race at Bristol for the 8th time. The start of the race has been moved up 1 hour due to the threat of inclement weather. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the AP that free agent Dez Bryant has concluded his visit with the Browns without agreeing to a contract, but conversations continue. The former star receiver for the Cowboys and his agent met with Cleveland officials for the second straight day. Cleveland has significantly upgraded its talent. If Bryant signs, the Browns would have 3 Pro Bowlers, Bryant, Jarvis Landry, and Josh Gordon, on their roster. Gordon is away from the team to deal with health issues. And in golf, Brant Snedeker has followed his opening 11-under 59 with a 67 to take a 2-stroke lead into the weekend at the Wyndham Championship. Snedeker moved to 14-under a day after becoming the 10th player in PGA Tour history to break 60. D.A. Points shot a 64 to reach 12-under, 1 stroke ahead of C.T. Pan. Sung-Yun Park has shot a 963 for a share of the lead with Lizette Salas during the suspended second round of the Indy Women in Tech Championship on the LPGA Tour. And Doug Garwood is the first-round leader in the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, 1 shot ahead of Michael Bradley and Marco Dawson on the Champions Tour. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.